ready whenever.
I get so thirsty.
Yeah. So we're back.
Yeah, what a long break that was.
That was a good break.
Yeah. You know,
we got to focus on other things. We got to do some traveling. Did you get your face cut open?
Yeah. Yeah, if you weren't following us on the Star Trek podcast, which you should have been.
Go listen to the Star Trek
podcast. Yeah, there's a lot of background info for where Becca and I are now in life that you're going to want to hear. Like,
we mostly talked about Star Trek, but we did share some important updates. Should we just not give any of the updates here?
Yeah, no, we're pushing them to Star Trek, yeah. Yeah, I really want to drive the listener count over there revamp it, so. Fine, then you can talk about it. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, Jess got her face cut open.
Yeah.
Not, like, medically, but it was actually a horrific attack.
Yeah, it was really bad. That is the last time I piss off a mime, I guess. Maybe not the last time.
Last time I go to the zoo blackout drunk, I guess. I don't know.
They told me not to, and I said, you know what? You sound so dumb right now. Back on the old bullshit. And Becca went to France. Music suddenly.
Nice.
Sorry, I was pulling up my iPad so that I could have the stories up. Becca went to France. Was the only thing that happened.
I went to France with my mom.
With Mare.
I'm still really jet lagged. This thing is happening every day where at like 5 p.m. my body is just like, okay, bedtime. And if I can push through that, I can make it until 10 and then I pass out. And then I wake up at 4 and then I'm just awake for like an hour and then I fall back to sleep. So we're getting there, but it's slow going.
I guess the good news is that daylight savings time ended. So now... You know,
I'm
you get to throw that into the mix.
Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been really cool and fun. Yeah.
Clocks were mistakes. Who did this to us?
Yeah. Nothing else happened for me. That was it. So.
Yeah. Good.
It's been a really boring 6 months, I guess.
I haven't asked him. How are you and David? Is that still happening?
He bought like a thing that says that he has to hang out with me forever. So we're going to do that, I guess.
Oh, like latex and chains and stuff, like for your
it's
sex
like a,
dungeon?
It's like a, yeah, no, it's like, you know how people sometimes for Halloween, they get like cat ears?
Yeah.
We're doing that instead of an engagement ring.
That's smart. You know what? Because engagement rings, you have to murder people to get those. And for cat ears, you only have to murder a cat. And they're not people because they ain't got souls.
No, we got engaged. That happened.
I already know. I was kidding. Like, I knew that.
Okay. Well. People didn't know that, so that's happening. We got a lab diamond, though, so nobody had to die. It was made with science.
Did people die to discover how to grow them in labs?
I am not responsible for that.
I think ethically you are.
No ethical consumption under capitalism. Let me have my science diamond.
No.
Leave me alone.
Even that is bad, actually. Sorry.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay, well, we got to jump right in because you're braising some beef, which I have been assured is not code for a weird sex thing with David.
No. We're braising short ribs, and after I put them in the oven, Jess was like, you want to do a podcast tonight? And I was like, yes, but...
We talked about doing a podcast like a week ago.
Yeah, but the options were either we do it while the short ribs are in the oven, or we do it after I eat the short ribs and have 2 glasses of red wine. And after I have 2 glasses of red wine, I'm going to want to go night-night. So, you know, got to do it now.
That's fine. We're doing it now. Okay. So,
all right.
For those of you who don't remember, because it's been a minute, what we do is we take stories from Am I the Asshole and we read them, and then we decide if people are the asshole. But mostly it's just Becca saying people are too young or they shouldn't be married or someone's toxic or just, you know, Becca's got a lot of opinions. And then I kind of go, And that's it. So if you're into that.
You also have opinions. You have a lot of feelings all the time. That's your pinned tweet.
I know. Chris argues that I don't actually because when they ask me how I'm feeling, I almost always say fine. But I've tried to explain, like, typically I do just feel fine. Like, everything's good. It's fine.
You also just, like, don't verbalize your feelings.
That's not true. I hate you. I tell you I hate you all the time.
That's true. How's your eyebrow doing, by the way?
It's not better. You can see that in the camera.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's, well, the little bump where the stitches has gotten better. So what they said, I had a call with them last week, and they said once the stitch fully dissolves, then the nerve should start waking back up. So, you know, my sister's wedding is in the end of June, and it better be working by then, because they're not calling me Two-Face that whole wedding.
It would be really funny if it's not, though, and you're just in the pictures, like, you know, one eyebrow up, yeah. You look a little skeptical of the marriage. Like, don't I don't know think about this is going to work.
All right, you get to read the first one.
Yeah, well, let's get right back into it. This is just like the old days.
I'm excited to hear the theme music.
We're going to talk about some bullshit on Reddit. I'm also annoyed because, so there's like an advice podcast by a comedian that I like. It's not Joe Rogan, don't worry. It's Eliza Schlesinger. She has a podcast where she people send in questions and she answers them. But they started reading Am I the Asshole posts on their podcast now, like as segment. They'll do one a week. And I'm like, this is our thing. But I realized I couldn't say it was our thing because we were taking time off. Now we're back. It's our thing.
I never take time off. This was my thing even when I wasn't doing it.
Yeah, you're just looking at Reddit like, wow, these people suck.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Beck about this.
I would sometimes send things to the group chat. It usually wouldn't be from Am I the Asshole. It'd be from r/relationships. And it would be someone who's just like, my husband tells me I'm ugly and doesn't clean. And also I make all the money in the relationship. Should I leave him or should I work this out?
I think the problem is straight people. Like, that's just my professional. As a not straight, I think I'm uniquely qualified to comment on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your lived experience, people should stop being straight until we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, here. See, because when I stopped, it really worked well for me. And I just kind of feel like that must work for everyone then, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to start the post off on theme because I talked about how I'm braising short ribs. So this post is called, Would I be the asshole if I refused to cook the roast more than medium rare? And I love this because Jess and I are both correct in that we agree that medium rare to rare is correct for beef. That's unless true. You're in a country that doesn't have great beef, then cook that shit all the way.
That's why we have to cook chicken here, is because our chicken is terrible. You can eat raw chicken in other places.
Yes, I do know that, but that the thought of that grosses me out. I'm sorry. You can cook pork like medium rare to medium if it's a good cut of pork. But anyway, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and my wife and I, 27 female, 29 male, are planning to host our family. David and I are hosting our first Thanksgiving this year. We're very excited. I am doing the bulk of the cooking, including a rib roast. I'm excited since it's one of my favorite dishes, and I much prefer it to turkey. We have been fortunate this year to be able to afford a good one. We did this for Christmas last year. It was a hit. I plan on cooking it to a medium rare temperature, since that's what I and most people in general prefer. And objectively, it's juicier and more tender that way. My wife is annoyed by this and says I should make it medium well or well done. Oh.
Nope. Well done. Oh. You're going to make a roast? What? No.
A rib roast. Also, a good rib roast is like $150.
Yeah, just put that in the oven for 8 hours at 450. You're going to cook it.
I have a story after I finish reading this that's going to make your blood boil. Always, but anyway.
No, I don't do that. I'll be so angry.
My wife's annoyed, blah, blah, blah. Since her parents don't like it bloody... That's not blood, but whatever. Yeah, it's juice. I told her that they can eat the end slices, which tend to be more cooked than the bulk of the roast. Correct. That's what my mom did last year for Christmas. And if it's too, quote, bloody, then they can microwave. They said they can nuke their piece after it's cut. It's, you know, Midwest terminology for microwave it. I think this makes perfect sense. Obviously, if I were making steaks, each one could be made to the preferred doneness of each person. But this is one, parentheses, expensive piece of meat. It's true. And I don't want to ruin all of it when the solution is clear. You can always cook a piece a bit more. You can't uncook it. Would I be the asshole? My wife says I am. And that this is my way of imposing, quote, my pretentious preferences onto everyone at Thanksgiving.
You and your woke roast. Get right the fuck out of here, liberal.
Oh my God.
Sheeple.
Yeah, all you have to do is cook it to medium rare. People cut off their slices.
And then they can do theirs more.
They can put it in a skillet and just brown it a little to cook it to what they want. Like, this isn't
complicated. You can even prep the skillet ahead of time so it's nice and hot it comes out. Yeah, it's ready to go.
You trim the meat. Okay, I want this a little more brown, whatever. So my story, so obviously this person would not be the asshole. You should cook it medium rare. Cook it how you're going to cook it. They can eat the end pieces. They'll be fine.
Yeah, but you can always cook it more. You can't cook it less, too. Like, at the core of it, correct. I'm annoyed.
It's
by
very
that.
Simple. This Super is not. Annoyed. This sounds like his in-laws are really conservative and like from like Ohio, and they think
calling out the Ohio crowd.
You know, I just the Midwest generally, and I can say that being from the Midwest is that people tend to like their meat very well done, they would be the asshole if they showed up and said like, oh, we're not eating this at all because you didn't cook it to our preferences. Like, they could just microwave it or put it on a skillet or put it back in the oven, like, take off their slice and put it back. The oven's still warm. Like, this is so stupid. Anyway, my story is that my dad had my aunt and uncle over for a holiday, and my dad, like, cooked the roast to medium rare, basically. I think it was a roast, prime rib, whatever, and took it out of the oven and then covered it in tin foil and was like letting it rest. And one of the sides was taking a little bit longer, and so my uncle just put the whole thing of beef back in the oven to keep it warm. And then the whole thing got like cooked to
I was gonna
well
say
done and
yeah
was super dry. Oh,
that sounds terrible.
It was really sad.
So you just throw it away at that point. I was looking at the comments while I was listening to your story, because the comments, some of them are just like, just cut it in half and put half in for your temp and half for the other
one. You could
one.
Do that too.
You could, but I'm like, that. I don't know. That seems weird. It says, learn to compromise, meet your partner halfway. Little shit like this has a tendency to build up into other stuff.
That's true.
I don't know. It feels like more straight people nonsense. Like,
I feel like he doesn't even have to cut it in half, right? He could cut off
those portions, yeah.
Two portions, right? Because a rib roast is massive. You cut off two portions worth, cook that a little longer, right?
Yeah, other people are like, just do it in the pan. Like,
yeah,
Risa.
I also, there's...
But the top one disagrees.
There is a comment that just says, if this is an expensive cut of meat, that only you will enjoy the way you plan to prepare.
Why
in the
even
world
doing
are you
it?
Wasting it
yeah.
on a day in which your guests will have to stand in line to microwave their plates? That I do agree with that. That is a little...
This
like,
person...
Cook something else.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we don't know the back story here, because maybe everyone else wanted turkey. It's like, no, I'm going to do this great roast. This is going to be so good. And then be like, oh, actually, I'm just going to make it my way.
Yeah, you have to accommodate your guests' preferences, but, like, I don't know.
I'm trying to look at the guy's comments.
Someone says, no assholes here, but a different solution is also to just buy a turkey breast and have that as a choice. Yeah, that's easy. Like, you can buy just an individual turkey breast and cook that, and people can choose if they want the beef or if they want turkey.
Here's the thing. I would want both.
You can have both.
Both, please. Let's see here. He says he doesn't like turkey. All of his comments seem to be downvoted to oblivion.
A lot of the people are saying that it's the microwave suggestion that makes him the asshole, like by being like, they can just microwave it. Well, it's like, you're the cook, so you need to accommodate what people want. And if they don't want medium rare, you can cook it a little longer.
It says in here, two to three people will want well done, and the rest of the 10 that are going to be there will want medium rare.
Okay.
So that's the majority, and I just feel like the majority always rules and is right.
Correct,
and
but suggesting that they microwave
whatever,
it.
Who cares?
Suggesting that they microwave it is a dick move. Just cut off two portions worth and cook that one a little longer.
I don't know. I don't know about that. It's just her and her parents are the ones who have the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think the pan option's better anyway.
I do think
I wouldn't put it in the microwave. You get a nice crust on the outside if you do it in a pan.
Yeah, I think that the comment that does say, like, in a marriage, you got to choose your hills to die on is probably the most correct one. And it's like, you can find a way to be accommodating here without being an asshole and being like, they can just microwave it. Like, you are the host ultimately, and you need to make sure people have food that they actually want to eat.
I wish I could compromise, but all I know is anger and hate and suffering.
You'll be so good at marriage.
Well, we'll see. Third time's the charm, right? Anyway.
That is what they say.
Why do they say that? Who says that? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I think
someone
it was,
who
was
really
they were
bad
trying
at a
to,
lot of stuff.
Yeah. They were trying to behead somebody, and 2 axe slices didn't do it. But then they're like, hold on. I think we got it this time. And they did it. Like, well, third time's the charm.
Yeah. All right. Should we do another one?
No, that's it. Just one and done. It's the 20-minute podcast. Episode. Thanks for joining us. Boom. Boom,
this was a lot of fun. Boom, boom. All right.
The one you sent me has been removed.
Ooh, which one? I have them all open here.
It's the not telling my mother that my sister passed away.
All right.
Wait, it's going to be buried somewhere in here. Hold on. It's
buried. Do you want me to screenshot it and send it to you?
Sure.
So you can read it? All right. Just
when they get removed, I'm always like, what?
That's what so happened? Interesting that it was removed just now. All right. I sent it to you.
Yeah, it says moderators remove stuff all the time for various reasons. Okay. So this was posted 3 hours ago, and in like the 10 minutes since Becca sent it to me, it's been removed. So I don't know what
controversial.
What's going on here. Am I the asshole for not telling my mother that my sister passed away? This is going to be a bit dark, so please don't read this post if you're sensitive to death and mental health issues. Hi.
All right, great. They did the trigger warning for us.
Yeah, great. That it's always hard when we have to do them because I don't know in the edit where a time will be, so I have to edit it and then go back and then block a chunk of time to give the warning so I can tell you when the time is. It's not
perfect.
Easy.
Well, now we have the warning. Go ahead.
Yeah, the warning's
ahead.
Here. I, 24 male, have a younger sister who passed away a year ago. She was 3 years younger than me, and although we didn't have the best relationship, I miss her every day. She suffered from mental health problems all her life and unfortunately lost her battle. Our mother, 47 female, was never supportive and never helped her, and even disowned my sister when she was 18 years old because she didn't want to, quote, deal with her anymore.
Oof.
Her parents are divorced, so my sister moved away to be closer to our dad, 52 male, when that happened. He isn't great either, but a million times better than mom.
Classic dad.
When my sister passed away, my father, my paternal family, and myself took care of the funeral. I'm no contact with my mom, and her, I was going to read that as North Carolina. I'm North Carolina with my mom and her family, who are equally as horrible as she is. So we kept the funeral off social media, and my mom didn't find out. During the 2 years between the disowning and the funeral, my mom never spoke to my sister once or asked me about her. My dad told me that it was my decision on whether or not to tell her, and I decided not to because she never supported my sister at all. I didn't think she deserved to cry and pretend that she cared when she never did. My dad also lives in a different country to my mother. Oh. I got a phone call from an unknown number yesterday, and it was my mother. I like that he says mother, which was a thing that I did all the time with my mom when I was not on good terms with her. It was just like
my mom is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of not hanging up immediately, and I decided to have a conversation with her. In that conversation, she asked about how my sister was. I told her the truth. Went down horribly, and according to my stepdad, my mother fainted and was inconsolable. I've now been receiving phone calls from all of her family who are extremely furious with me. My dad and members of his family, too, are being contacted on social media. Now I'm feeling like total shit. My mother was abusive towards my sister, and my stepdad was too, but loads of people are telling me that I was totally wrong for what I've done and that my mother deserved to know, regardless of what's happened. My dad and his family are saying that I was right, but something about hearing that my mother fainted is making me feel awful. My boyfriend, 29 male, said what I did was an asshole move, and now I've caused my mother unimaginable pain. We got into an argument, and he said that as a mother, my mom deserved to know. Am I the asshole? He edited to say, I'm a man, not a woman. I guess people were confused. I noticed the M was bolded and italicized at the top. I was just like, wow, he's just like a real man.
I'm a man.
Man, capital N slanted.
Man. No, not the asshole.
No, I don't think so either. You disowned that child. Like, what did you think was going to happen from there? What was your plan?
Yeah, and disowned her. I mean, obviously we only know this part of the story, but disowned her child because she had mental health issues and said, I don't want to deal with you anymore.
Yeah.
How do you, as a parent, do that? Like, That's unbelievable. And then go 2 years without reaching out to the sister once.
Yeah. And
right,
then
that's
and I
that's
could
crazy.
Maybe someone would argue like, oh, well, she asked about the sister, so clearly she still cared on some level. What I was like, ah, you kind of missed your chance on that.
She probably wanted validation that she made the right decision by disowning her.
Disowning.
Right? She probably wanted to hear, like, gosh, she's still being a handful.
Yeah. Right? You know, like, that one. Always doing mental health problems.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, this one is dark, but no, not the asshole. The sentiment of that the mother is saying of, you've caused me unimaginable pain.
Unimaginable.
You did that to yourself.
Well,
you
that's the boyfriend
been
is
a
saying
present
that.
Parent.
I also disagree with the boyfriend. Like, maybe that's
the
not
stepdad?
Gonna work. No, the boyfriend
oh,
is the
my
one that
boyfriend.
Was saying, yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
No.
Let's see.
I mean,
29 and 24. Becca, how are we feeling about that age gap for this couple?
That feels fine.
Hmm. What if they were 8 and 13, Becca? You pervert.
That's different.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
I want to know why it was removed.
Yeah, obviously we can only go off of what the poster is sharing here, but based on this alone, I don't think they're the asshole, and all the comments seem to agree. Top comment, not the asshole. Respond and block everyone and say, I can assure you that someone who did not notice her daughter was dead for 2 years is not now crying for that same person. I don't know what her angle is this time, but she can continue offering my sister the same care and concern in death as she offered her in life. None. I want no part in this one-woman drama. Do not contact me further in an effort to secure yourselves a supporting role. That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. There was a point where my mom and I weren't talking, and I was like, if something had happened to me, she probably would have found out on Twitter or something. Like, I don't know. And that would have been what happened. And now with the way my brother's not talking to any of us, I feel like it could be a same situation as we may just never find out, although my mom talks to his fiancé and the kids. So, but that idea of, like,
choice.
You cut people out and then that's on you.
You make that choice and you take that risk when you cut someone out of your life. So you better hope that you're cutting them out of your life for good reason and that you're okay with that potential reality of, like, finding this out in this horrible way, right? Obviously, this sucks for the mom. She's probably dealing with a lot of regret, but she should be, right?
This
yes.
is
like, yeah.
And I can't imagine how being disowned impacted the daughter's mental health, too. So on some level, is it the mom's fault, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So moral of the story is the only good mom is Mary Lynch.
That's true.
Yeah. If you run the numbers on it. Yeah. Did she smoke a cigarette?
No.
Coward.
We spent 8 days together and we didn't murder each other. So that's pretty good.
Allegedly.
Yeah. There's a great comment here that says, quote, as a mother, she deserves to know. Absolutely. But she never acted like a mother. So fuck her. And so long.
I saw that one too. That's why I think the disowning is the big thing. Like, if they just were on the outs and had problems, maybe, but I don't know. But the disowning is such a deliberate act of, like,
I don't
want to be involved with
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. Wow.
That's a heavy one.
That did take a turn.
Getting right back in there.
All right. So if you were listening and skipped that story, we're back from that story. Although I don't know how you would get to this point.
A lot of little 30-second
Yeah, just
skips.
Okay. Well, we're going quick today because Becca's got meat in her oven. So we're going to take our break.
Sounded sexual.
Everything I say sounds sexual. It's just how I talk. Boof, bourguignon.
All right. When you come back, when we come back from our break, we'll play our game.
We're doing the game?
I love
the game in so long.
I love the game. I'm gonna get some stuff ready for the game here.
Great. Okay, well, we'll be right back then.
We're back. Go ahead and Pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
All right. These all have a theme. I'm gonna get to that, and then we'll see if you can guess what it is.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for toasting my sandwich with mayo in the air fryer? Am I the asshole for asking my brother-in-law to please not eat mayo around me or in general? Am I the asshole for not knowing what mayo is made of? And am I the asshole for not ordering mayo packets for my wife's McDonald's breakfast?
So obviously the theme is one of civil rights.
The midterm elections.
Yeah. A lot of politics, politicking. Mm-hmm.
Heavy stuff.
Really heavy. I'm going to pick not knowing what is in mayo.
That's correct. You got it.
Oh my God. I won first day back. Woo! I'm on top of this. Let's go. Why would you put a sandwich with mayo? Like, why would you put a sandwich in any liquid in an air fryer? You're not supposed to do that, right?
No, you can do that.
Can you?
Like, you can make a, if you make a grilled cheese, but put mayo on the outside, it makes it really nice and crispy.
Like, so mayo.
If you preheat your air fryer and then drop in your sandwich to heat it, it'll like kind of grill it, make it crispy. It's probably real good.
No, I don't want that. I barely like what's it called? Oh, aioli, which is just fancy mayo. I barely like that. I don't like regular mayo. Regular mayo killed Kyle this weekend.
I'm a big fan of mayo. It goes with a lot of stuff. And you can make it from scratch with just egg and olive oil.
Oh, so you do know what's in mayo.
Yeah, I do. I want to know what's going on with the am I the asshole for asking my brother-in-law to please not eat mayo around me.
Please stop.
We have 2 posts to finish out with. If we get to both, that would be
great.
Cool. But
great.
All right, I'm going to read this one. Am I the asshole for not letting my sister hold my baby? So I picked these based on title and vibes alone. I thought this sounded exciting. And it was posted only 5 hours ago, so it's really fresh. I, 20, female, had a baby 4 months ago, and obviously all my family was incredibly excited since he is the first nephew/grandchild. I have 8 siblings, so he has plenty of aunts and uncles to love on him. Well, we have visited my family a few times since his birth, and the oldest of my sisters, I'll refer to her as Sis, S-I-S, not C-I-S. That would be funny.
Yeah, well, could you imagine, though?
Has always been a, quote, baby hog, so she was the first to hold him. I'm confused how you know this about her, if your baby is the first nephew/grandchild.
She's like, on the street grabbing babies, like, what, this is mine now.
Exactly, like, what other situations are you in where you're around so many babies that she's like, I have to have it.
Don't worry about it. If you needed to know, you'd know.
We recently had a party at my parents' house for friends and extended family to meet my son. During the party, Sis wouldn't let anyone else hold him. At one point, I couldn't find either of them for over an hour, and it turned out she had locked herself in my parents' bedroom with my son.
To do
then
what?
Then I found out that the whole time she was holding him, she was sick with some sort of cough. Oh my God. She thought it might be strep or bronchitis. I was furious and told Sis that if she can't respect my son's safety and my boundaries, she won't be able to hold him anymore. Now, whenever I visit, she follows me around begging to take a turn holding
please,
him and telling me that,
please,
quote, this is the only way I can be happy.
I'm scared about how much I need to hold babies.
Parentheses, she is currently pregnant and miserable.
She's focused on the end game.
She has started complaining to my family about how unfair I'm being by not letting her bond with her nephew. Everyone except our mom, who has refused to take sides, agrees with her and says I should let it go. Am I overreacting? No.
It sounds really creepy. Like, it sounds weird.
Yeah, this is the only way I can be happy. She's like, please.
Everything please in my life is bad. I need this.
Oh my God. Also, the fact that she held him for over an hour with bronchitis
or any sort of respiratory illness, right?
When little babies have like no immune system and you have to be so healthy to be around them. Oh my God.
Let's see. I'm reading comments from the poster, and this says she was always the trouble child. They think she may have NPD. Is that narcissism?
Narcissistic personality disorder.
This type of thing, outlandish behavior caused by her selfishness, has been happening for years. My dad has a huge soft spot for her despite their constant fights, and that she probably just walked away for a minute to change his diaper. The baby daddy of the sister's baby is a douchebag and drug addict, according to her. The husband wants to cut her out entirely. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting stolen baby vibes from this.
I don't think you need to cut her out entirely, but I think you're right to not let her spend time alone with your baby. Right, like, it's not something so severe where you're like, we can never speak again, but yeah, like, you need to talk to her and be like, what's going on?
Like, you sound like somebody who hates babies.
You seem really not okay.
Why do you hate babies? Like, you don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you're the asshole for not letting her hold the baby, at least until she owns up to what she did.
Yeah, right? And like, I wouldn't especially let her do it unsupervised. The vibes mm-hmm. are so weird.
Yeah. She needs to accept that what she did was wrong. And mm-hmm, tell mm-hmm. you that herself, and then maybe you can be like, okay, well, we can move past this. But until then, it's so dangerous. And like, for her to have been sick and know she was sick and hold a newborn baby, like, that is so rude and some dangerous. Just
don't care, like, they're out there.
Strep and bronchitis can kill a baby. Like,
yeah, insane. Good. Insane. It's good to know what their weakness is.
It's any mild illness. They have nothing. System. They're like yeah. such little wussies like that. Yeah.
That's why I try to cough on babies I see, but only a little, like just out the side of my mouth mm-hmm. to try to give them little a immune system as a treat.
Mm-hmm. Just sneeze on a newborn.
Just a little so bit grateful. Though. Just a little.
Yeah, not full blown. Sneeze within like 3 or 4 feet of a newborn. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You
know? That's what I've always said.
Got to get them in the cloud of your your respiratory actions. All right.
Well, we've been cruising through these and doing some pretty easy ones here. So let's go ahead and do this last one. You want to read it?
Yeah. What if I said no? Like, what would your game plan be? Oh, okay. I guess I'll do it. You're not going to like this. Okay. Am I the asshole for not leaving a comedy show early because the guy next to us was in recovery? So last night, me, 23 female, and my boyfriend, 29 male, went to a local comedy show. I saw your eyes go,
I was looking at you to see what you were doing.
I was just reading the post.
Maybe, I want to know how long they've been together, but that's all.
Too long. They've been together 8 years. No, it doesn't say. We went to a local comedy show or fundraiser here in town. The event had a pre-party and served beer and wine. Me and my boyfriend didn't attend the party beforehand, but we did grab a few White Claws before we took our seats.
Yeah, she's 23
fucking,
for sure.
Fucking outlaws here. It was a sold-out show, so we found a couple seats in between two other couples. As soon as we sat down, the guy and the couple to our left started fidgeting and moving all over the place. I noticed and thought it was odd, but didn't pay much attention to it. It was a 3-hour show with multiple comedians, and at intermission, I got up to use the restroom. I came back to find the woman glaring at me, and the guy was reading a small pamphlet. Then the show started once again, and my boyfriend leaned over and whispered, "The guy next to us is in recovery. We should leave." It was a show that served alcohol. There were a lot of people drinking. We just happened to be the ones that sat next to this couple. I'm of the opinion of your recovery is that difficult. This is a weird sentence. I'm of the opinion that your recovery is that difficult when it comes to being around others. If your recovery is that difficult when it comes to being around others drinking, then you shouldn't be at an event that serves alcohol, but maybe that mm-hmm. makes me the asshole. I told him that I was sympathetic, but if he couldn't handle it, then they could leave. I shouldn't have to cut my time enjoying the show because of it. It was clear the event served alcohol with the pre-party, and as soon as you walked in the theater, there were two bars right there. The lady just glared at us throughout the whole show, and we ended up leaving before the final comedian because my boyfriend just kept bugging me. We argued in the car, and he said I was being an asshole by not leaving sooner. I told him I didn't want to leave at all, and if the man next to us couldn't handle being around people drinking, then he shouldn't be. So am I the asshole?
No, and you should leave your boyfriend. That's it.
He's too old anyway. But I also don't get... I wonder
he's gaslighting you.
Yeah, or if he's just non-confrontational. He's like, I want to get out of here now. It's super fucking awkward. Maybe. But at the same
you're
time...
You're absolutely correct. Like, it is not your response. He's at an event that comedy shows involve two drink minimums. Like, you...
Often they do, yeah.
It's an event with alcohol. That's known. And so if you are in recovery that deep that you cannot be around people who are drinking, then the poster's correct. He shouldn't have been there. And if it was overwhelming him that much, he should have left. That's it.
Yeah, I don't understand the expectation that someone else needs to leave. Because it's not like it's a nut allergy or something that will kill you and you can't remove yourself from the situation or whatever. This is just, you got to remove yourself from situations that you can't handle.
In this case, the poster is the one who's correct in saying, like, if this is making you uncomfortable, you should leave because everybody here is drinking. Like, it's clearly not our problem. And yeah, comedy shows usually have two drink minimums. We just went to one a couple weeks ago and it had a two drink minimum. So, like,
and I wonder, like, what if they get up and then someone else sits down right there with a drink? Are you just going to keep making people leave?
Exactly.
Or, I don't know, sit in the back or something where maybe you don't have to see it. I get it's hard. I guess I just don't understand, like, how is that the expectation?
Sit in the front if you don't want to see it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Remember when we went to a comedy show and Mark bought me a drink? But not as like a weird thing, but as like a dad thing?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It was just because they only took one card when we paid.
Yeah.
I think I still owe him a drink.
David and I were at one the other week, and there was a couple in front of us who were, the woman was clearly on some kind of drugs. I think ecstasy, because for the whole time, so they were there for the first two opener comedians, and then it was like a headliner comedian, and they were only there for like the first half of his set, and then they left, like half an hour left.
Weird.
In the show. But the whole time, so the waiter is coming around, you know how like when the openers are going on, the servers will come around and take everybody's orders and whatever. And I can hear her go, we just want the two cheapest beers. Like, she's being, like, so cool. She's like, I don't even care. Just, like, give me some, like, cheap beer. Like, she had a menu. She could have just read the menu.
Just looked, yeah.
And been like, oh, the Coors Light. And so the waiter's like, Coors Light. And she's like, well, I don't care as long as it's cheap beer. Like, and I was like,
specifically.
I'm going to die of embarrassment. And then, the whole time, she is like, petting the back of her boyfriend's head and like staring at her own hand, just like mystified as this is happening, as if she's like never looked at her hand before.
Maybe she's a dog that was turned into a person for a day, you don't know.
That was the vibe. That was the vibe for sure. And then, so like, especially for the first two comedians, because they were like local comedians and, you know, they're testing out material, so when something's funny, I laugh, and I have a pretty loud laugh when I think something's really funny.
It's really uncomfortable.
We're sitting right behind them, and I'm like laughing because it's a comedy show, and every time I laugh, she turns around and just stares at me.
She's a robot trying to learn what humor is.
That was it, right? And so finally, I just keep leaning over to Dave, and I'm like, she keeps staring at me. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm so uncomfortable. Like, all I'm doing is laughing at a comedy show. Like, I don't understand.
You're finally, so weird. I don't even understand you.
Finally, she does it one more time, and I lean over to him, and I just go, if she looks at me again, I'm just going to yell, what? I'll make a scene at Comedy Works Denver. I don't care.
Specifically. Did she look back? Like, did she hear you say that and was scared?
No. Then what happened was, I'm pretty sure they went and fucked in the bathroom. And the boyfriend had to come back to pay the check. So what happened was, she leaves first, and then like 30 seconds later, he gets up and leaves. So you can tell they were trying to be like, okay, we'll go one by one so nobody will be suspicious.
Real sneaky.
And so then, like, I don't know, 8 minutes later, you know, he comes back, but without her. And just sits there waiting for the waiter to come, and then he pays the tab and then leaves.
I want to believe that they stopped in the middle and were like, hold on, I'll be right back. I'm going to go pay. I don't want to leave them hanging.
Yeah, if I pay, they're going to put a 20% tip on our tab, and I only want to give like 12. So yeah, I
got
to get back
We only
there.
Got those really cheap beers, specifically.
I don't care as long as it's cheap beer.
Yeah, like, it needs to be yourself. Like so cheap.
Just order Coors Light like an adult.
Get a PBR. Get a cheap beer. Like a college kid.
Yeah, I didn't. I was just chaotic.
Just don't get a White Claw.
We were drinking White Claws like a bunch of crazy people. But anyway, back to the post. No, not the asshole.
I had a sip of beer.
I don't like that the boyfriend was annoying about it and made you leave early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Maybe they threatened him while she was in the bathroom or whatever.
Drinking her White Claws. Because yeah. She's wasted.
Wasted. Yeah, they were probably like, listen, I'm in recovery for two things, drinking and murder. And I'm going to do one of them if you don't leave.
What she should have done is offered him a drink. Be like, oh, I'm sorry, no, that sounds hard.
I don't think
do you want
should
a beer?
Do that. No. That'd be like, people can recover. You can't make other people.
It's not other people's responsibility. And it'd be one thing if you were at like a AA event or like you're at a family reunion and you told everyone in advance, like, hey, can you keep it chill? Because I'm struggling, but I want to be here.
Yeah.
Right. But this is a comedy show.
Like, it probably wasn't so even weird. That good.
No, it's so weird. Not someone says not be asshole, but your boyfriend is. Agree. And
the
girlfriend
the
of the alcoholic.
Age difference that's the problem?
No, I don't even think it's that. I think it's just, I don't know.
Wow. It's so rare to get to hear you say you don't know.
Oh, this is interesting. So the couple next to them never even said that the guy was an alcoholic. The boyfriend saw a pamphlet. The guy was holding a pamphlet about alcoholism.
And reading it at the comedy show?
Yeah. And so then the boyfriend was like, we have to leave. Because the girlfriend was glaring at them.
I guess so the boyfriend has a history with addiction as well.
Yeah, but like, then he should know that it's not other people's responsibility to coddle you.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't go to a comedy show if it's that hard for you, right? The boyfriend and the girlfriend of the recovering alcoholic is the asshole because she's glaring at you the whole time and making this your problem when it's just not your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, glad we solved that.
Yeah, we should call them and let them know.
Yeah.
I was looking to see if there was any other comments. Well, wow, what a powerful first episode back. We want to thank President Obama for taking time out to come and join us this week. You know, as he said, get out there and vote on Tuesday for the right people.
And the surprise guest, Vladimir Putin. I mean, we're really resolving a lot of world issues on this podcast.
Yeah, when they sing We Are the World together, I cried. I'm sure all of you at home did too. Yeah, so if you missed that part, just roll back. Just start over and listen again and you'll find it. It's in there.
There's our cold open right there.
But yeah, I guess we're done. You got to go pull your meat out of the oven, braise that shit. I'm going to go have leftover pasta and keep cleaning.
Cool.
Great. Okay, right. Well, maybe we'll try again next week. Maybe it'll be better. Sorry. We're just shaken up by the Twitter thing. We got to mark this podcast as a parody or we'll be suspended.
I don't know what's happening. All I see is a notification for a tweet or a text in the friend group chat that just says, call that brick hockey.
Yeah. We're not going to say who it's from, but loyal listeners will know.
All right. Anyway.
Okay, great. Bye.
Bye.